We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Alongside Matt Stevens, here's the voice of the Bruins, Chris Roberts.
And it doesn't get any better than this in Texas. AT&T Stadium. What a venue. Welcome back, everyone, as the Bruins of UCLA in football take on the University of Texas. Nick Rose with the ball teed up near hash mark, 35-yard line. Back in the end zone, Ishmael Adams. Devin Fuller standing at the four. Here comes Nick Rose, the Longhorn kicker. Puts his leg into it, high end over end. This one's 9 yards deep and stepping out of the end zone, catching it. Ishmael Adams, the Bruins, first and 10 from their own 20-yard line.
One of the keys for UCLA is going to be making positive yards on first and second down. Don't get in third and long and let that front seven tee off on your Heisman Trophy quarterback.
UCLA, Brett Hundley, shotgun formation. You got Devin Lucian, Devin Fuller, the two Devins flanked out on the right. Paul Perkins, the halfback. Now they put Fuller in motion. Handoff, Perkins going nowhere. Tried to run right, stacked up. 10-yard line's the line of scrimmage. Malcolm Brown made the hit at the 9. So it's going to be 2nd and 11 UCLA. Shiro Davis helping out.
Yeah, great swim move by Malcolm Brown to get right around Questenberry and make that play. Questenberry, better effort.
Both Devins flanked out wide right again. Fuller and Lucian. Now Fuller in motion to the left. Snapping the gun to Hundley. He'll step up into the pocket and throw the strike. 15-yard line. And finally, a tackle at the 17. That's going to be Duarte coming over the middle. And Jordan Hicks and Shiro Davis make the hit. That's a 9-yard gain. 3rd down and 3.
Hundley looking at the left side of the field. Couldn't find anything. Found Duarte coming across. About his 3rd progression. Got the ball right in there in tight coverage.
Duarte and Peyton wide left. Snap Hundley. Looks right. Now runs it. Gets tripped up. Still on his feet. 20. Up to the 23-yard line. Great second effort by Brett Hundley. He'll pick up 7 yards and a first down. Duke Thomas with the tackle.
Houdini once again should have been tackled for a loss by Malcolm Brown. Able to slip away by putting his hand down on the ground. And then he went right, then he went left. Knew where that first down marker was. When you need a play, if you're UCLA, it's Brett Hundley.
Here's Miles Jack in the backfield as a halfback. He'll get a pitch. Run it right. Take it inside the 20, up to the 25-yard line. Kind of got hit from behind with Shiro Davis chasing him. That's a 3-yard gain. So the Bruins are going to have it 2nd and 7. Hassan Ridgeway with a little help.
Miles Jack, he's a runaway truck when he takes off with the football. Needs to be patient. Let the block set up in front of him. He ran up behind one of his blockers.
Payton along with Lucien, left and right. Jack's going to stay in there. Wing back on the near side, Iesi. Hand off Jack, straight up the middle, runs into a wall of horns at the line of scrimmage.
Big
in
question.
Fact, maybe loses a yard, Matt.
Big question mark right now. Where's Jordan James? Paul Perkins started the game. Usually don't see Miles Jack inserted into the game, except if it's a third and short or along the goal line.
Good point, third down nine. Bruin ball at their own 24. Bossy Johnson flanked out wide right. Now Perkins is back in there. Snap to Hunley. Penalty flags fly. Hunley steps up, throws it complete. Payton 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. Down the far sideline, pushed out of bounds. Another penalty flag. Michael Thompson made the hit, but hold everything.
If that's an illegal procedure penalty on UCLA, why even run the play? And the referee along the sidelines, who was right there, he's the one that was indicating a legal procedure, but let's hear the call.
Both benches
waiting.
There
are two fouls on the play. Illegal formation. Offense, number 74, lined up in the backfield. Personal foul, face mask. Defense, number 2. His penalty's offset. It remains third down.
And that's a tough break. They're going to call Caleb Binnenock, who was sitting in his pass set, and he was too far back. And that's a tough break for UCLA. Early in the football game, normally an official will go up to an offensive tackle and say, hey, you got to scoot up. That's two big plays to start this football game by UCLA that have been nullified by penalties.
And that one for 48 yards is going to be called back. Oh, that hurts. No score. 0-0. 4:52 left in the first quarter. Bruins come back after the procedure penalty. Have it third down, 9 from their own 24. Hunley gets the snap, wants to pass, looks left, starts to run it, 25-30, and dropped at the 34-yard line. That should be good enough for a Bruin first down, a 10-yard run tackled by Bryce Cottrell.
Brett Hunley's running off the field. Looked like something is wrong with his left hand. And now he's going to, Jim Moore told him to sit down. Let's hope that Brett Hunley is okay.
Wow, that's not good news.
Officials timeout for injured player.
And it looked like he landed on his left arm.
You're right.
Wrong, and this could be a problem with the elbow.
Well, we're going to take a timeout. We'll update you on the potential injury to Brett Hunley right after this timeout. 4:24 left in the first quarter. It's 0-0. UCLA and Texas live from AT&T Stadium. Bruins have it first and 10 from the 35-yard line of UCLA, but Brett Hunley picking up the first down, landed awkwardly and came out of the game. Wayne, you're down on the sideline. What do you see?
Well, and you guys said it. They're looking at his left arm and in particular his left elbow, so it could be a lot of things. I mean, I've hit my funny bone before, and that hurts really, really bad. So we'll keep an eye on it. Let's hope it's nothing major, and he'll be back in there soon.
Jerry Neuheis is going to come into the game a quarterback. Makes quick decisions.
Well, Neuheisel lifts his leg, gets the snap, hand off Perkins, running right. Cuts back after running into a crowd, got to the middle of the field to the 40-yard line. Good decision, 5-yard gain by Perkins, and he got hit by Cedric Reed. A little help from Adrian Colbert.
You got to overcome adversity if you're UCLA.
You bet.
And they have a lot of adversity, not just with the penalties, but the injury to Brett Hundley.
That hurts. No doubt about it. Neuheisel's in there now. Are they going to respot the ball? Do they not have it at the right place? First and 10 Bruins. Now they've got it. 47-yard line of UCLA. Bossy Johnson flanks out wide left. Looked like Nate Iesi's going to be a wingback on the left side. Devin Lucien, Jordan Payton flank out wide right. In the backfield, it's going to be Jordan James. Jerry Neuheisel in relief of Brett Hunley, who hurt his left hand or arm. Neuheisel in the gun, calling signal. Gets the snap. Handoff. Jordan James gets it across the 50. Dropped at the 47-yard line. 6-yard run for Jordan James.
And that's a much-needed run by Jordan James. He was quick to the hole. Not much of a hole. Got up into the secondary. Nice gain on first down.
Second down, 4 for the Bruins. Mossy Johnson in motion, another handoff. Jordan James breaks a tackle, 40, 35, 30, spins off one man, goes out of bounds left at the 26-yard line. Hassan Ridgeway made the hit. What a run by Jordan James, 22 yards.
Quick little move, then he dipped to the outside. Jordan James, spin move along the sideline. If UCLA is going to win a lot of games, it's going to have to be with James and Perkins.
You said that right. Neuheisel gets the snap. Quick little hitch outside. Mossy Johnson gets hit. Line of scrimmage on the left side. 28-yard line, maybe he got to. Yard gain 29 is where the line of scrimmage is. Hicks along with Hall in on the hit.
He essayed running right down the sideline. Okay. Wide open, Jerry Neuheisel. He missed him. That play was supposed to go to Yese, and that would have been a touchdown for the Bruins.
Mossy Johnson, Jordan Payton, Devin Lucien, wide right, pump, Neuheisel right, gets sacked, hit. When he brought the ball back down, he was buried. 35-yard line, Hassan Ridgeway, a 7-yard loss.
And it looks like the Bruins were trying to set up perhaps maybe a screen to the right. But Jerry Neuheisel all of a sudden tucked the ball like he was going to go to the left. I didn't see anybody in a blue uniform out on the left side of the field.
Jordan Payton left. DeWardy along with the two Devons flank out wide right. That's three wideouts on the right. Jordan James, the running back, snap to Neuheisel. Throws it out on the flat left. Jordan James gets up near the 30-yard line. Picks up some of that lost yardage to the 29 he has dropped. 6-yard gain, but it's fourth down for the Bruins. Malcolm Brown with a hit.
That's a nice play by Jerry Neuheisel. Don't make a mistake. Just get it out to your running back. Let him pick up some yards. Good running by Jordan James. Let Kaimi Fairburn have a chance for three.
47-yard field goal attempt. Longo, the long snapper. Neuheisel gets the ball, puts it down. Good hold. The kick, plenty long. And it's good, 3-0 UCLA. Kaimi Fairburn makes it 3-0 Bruins, 37 seconds left in the first quarter. Let's take a timeout.
What was the original crowdfunding project? It's not the people who raised money for the zombie movie. Or the indoor beehive. Crowdfunding started with credit unions like Westcom. We're a member-owned financial co-op. Our members are putting their money together to offer each other low credit card and loan rates and high yields on savings accounts. Fund your future at Westcom.
Westcom. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Westcom.org. Federally insured by NCUA. Certain terms may apply.
At LADWP, our dedicated employees are working around the clock to make sure you have water and power while staying safer at home. We assure you that your tap water is safe to drink. Paying your bill online is easy. Just visit LADWP.com. If you're having trouble paying your bill, we can help. We offer payment plans and you may be eligible for other income-based assistance programs. During the COVID-19 local emergency, we won't shut off your power or water and we don't charge late fees. Visit us online at LADWP.com to learn more about how we can help.
We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys on that ice.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics. Go Bruins! Visit KeysCars.com.
Keys on that ice.
We all know the price of gas is something we just gotta live with. Well, sort of. Because now, Ralphs and Shell have teamed up, so you can earn up to a dollar off per gallon of fuel. Here's how it works. Every time you shop at Ralphs, you'll earn fuel points. And you can redeem those fuel points to earn up to a dollar off per gallon at participating Shell stations and Ralphs fuel centers. Restrictions apply. Visit ralphs.com/fuel for details and earn up to a dollar off per gallon. Gotta love those Ralphs fuel points.
UCLA leading 3-0 as we get ready for this second quarter of action. 3-0 after a 47-yard field goal by Kaimi Fairburn. Bruins are without injured cornerback Brad Hundley. Injured the non-throwing arm. And we just don't know exactly what the determination is on his possibility of returning to the game. But Jerry Neuheisel stepped in, did a incredible job moving the Bruins downfield to get a 3-0 advantage.
Yeah, it's hard to guess. You see Jerry Neuheisel, he's still throwing the football along the sidelines, and I saw Noel Mazzone talking to him like he's going over the game plan, so it's a question mark if Huntley's going to come back.
Harrison Shipley for Texas, flank out wide left, second down, 2 yards, snap, swoops, he'll roll out to the left side, throw it on the run, has a man open, it's caught, 45-yard line. On a quick out pattern to Jackson Shipley, Kahan Goodman and Miles Jack with a hit. 15-yard hookup on that pass play. Third down, 6, 14-yard line. Wide out, Johnson on the left. 4 wide receiver set in the gun. Swoops, gets the snap. Now rolls to the left. Turns the corner. Gets to the 15 and loses the ball out of bounds. He might have lost a yard if it's the 15, maybe even the 16. 2-yard loss. So, good pursuit. Hey, I love the way Deion Hollins was not going to let up, along with Eddie Vanderdoes. Vanderdoes stride for stride with him before Hollins could come over and finish him off.
Boy, the big body of Eddie Vanderdoes, able to chase Swoops along to the sideline. Didn't get him, but still, Swoops knew he was there.
34-yard.
No cutback lane.
Nowhere to run. 34-yard field goal attempt. Nick Rose steps up to the ball, kicks it through the uprights. It's good. High ball game. 3-3. UCLA and Texas. Timeout. 10:32 left in the second quarter of play.
Hey, Bruins fans. Have you run into the helpful SoCal Honda dealers yet? They're the guys and girls in the blue shirts doing random acts of helpfulness. This season, they're doing all kinds of helpful deeds at sports events around SoCal, like giving away free tickets, surprising fans with merch from their favorite teams, and giving Honda drivers free parking. They're also hooking up lucky fans with on-field experiences and offering free parking lot shuttles to those who need assistance. So keep your eyes open for the helpful Honda people at games around SoCal, and you might be surprised with a random act of helpfulness. And if you're looking for a great deal on an award-winning Honda, stop by your local helpful Honda dealer today or visit SoCalHondaDealers.com. To keep up with all their random acts of helpfulness, follow them on Facebook and Instagram at SoCalHondaDealers or on Twitter at HelpfulHonda.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Hey, Bruins fans, when was the last time you took a scenic trip along the coast? Let the Amtrak Pacific Surfliner take you to top destinations in Southern California. Travel by train to San Diego, Anaheim, LA, Santa Barbara, and more. Skip the hassle of driving and enjoy onboard amenities and a comfortable ride with scenic views. A great escape awaits when you travel by train. Check out trip options and special offers at PacificSurfliner.com.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
8:24 left in the second quarter. 3-3 UCLA and Texas. The Bruins with a 47-yard field goal by Kyemi Fairburn. Nick Rose, a 33-yarder for the Longhorns. Brett Hundley in the locker room. Arm problem, non-throwing arm. We don't know the extent of it, but he is in the locker room early. And we will update you when we find out more info. Good reporting from Wayne Cook on the sideline.
And then also UCLA without his two starting safeties. We knew Randall Goforth with a shoulder injury, but no Anthony Jefferson.
Well, that hurts. And the Bruins in a 3-3 ball game right now. First and 10, 38-yard line. Up the horns. Quarterback is Tyrone Swoops. He's got split backs right next to him. Swoops waits for the snap. Gets it. Handoff. This one goes to Jonathan Gray. His first carry. He'll take it to the 40 and be stacked up by Owamabe Odighi's. About 2-yard gain, second and 8.
Gray, a compact sturdy frame. He goes right into Owa. And of course, Owa, a physical specimen. That Bruce String, he just takes Gray on and slams him to the ground. Little confusion right now. Now Swoops to the lake in the team lined up.
Second down, 7. He'll put 3 wideouts on the near side. Shipley, Harris, and Johnson in the gun. Swoops calling signals. Fakes the handoff, rolls right, throws it on the run. That's complete, diving catch. 28-yard line. That's a pretty nice grab defending Kendricks for UCLA, and Jackson Shipley gets credited with that reception. 3-3 is our ball game. It's a 3:23 time remaining in the second quarter, and knocking on the door, first and goal, 5-yard line, Texas. Wayne, I know you're on the sideline. You got an update on Owa.
Yeah, Owamabe Odighizuwa tweaked his left knee. They put him in a brace, but he's back in the game right now, so hopefully he can help him stop Texas.
First and goal, 5-yard line. Jonathan Gray, halfback on the left. Three wideouts, Shipley, Harris, and Johnson. They're on the left. Tyrone swoops. Calling signals. Longhorn quarterback gets the ball. Looks left. Wants to run. Gets back up to the line of scrimmage. Penalty flags fly. Kenny Clark got him first. Eric Kendricks was there. But the quarterback, they almost looked like they wanted to be a QB draw. Owa also helping.
Yeah, he was looking
holding
outside.
Offense number 66. 10-yard penalty. Replay first down.
So they had it at the 5, but they're on the 12 after the penalty. The running got him 3 yards. Swoops gets the ball. Rolls out to the right. Swoops is going to tuck it in. Turn the corner. 10. 5. Still on his feet. 3-yard line. Out of bounds right. He is a tough man to bring down, that quarterback on the Texas Longhorns.
Improper angle by Kenny Young, the linebacker. He's got to take a better angle and cut Swoops off. He went too far upfield, and Swoops, he's fast enough at 243 pounds to outrun a linebacker. And when he got down near the goal line, he put his head down. He was trying to get in. He took some big pops, though. You don't want to
charge
see that.
Charge timeout, UCLA, their first. This will be a 30-second timeout.
2:06 left in the second quarter of play. 3-3 is our score, but knocking on the door on a big third down play at the 2-yard line, third and goal. Texas has it. We have two timeouts remaining for each ball club. Each one's called one. And the Longhorns, they're going to try and spread it out, run from the gun, or take it from the tee. They've done both.
Well, I'll tell you what, you want Swoops either rolling left or rolling right. He is so effective throwing the ball on the run. That is where he has made all of his plays here in the first half. And the big guy, he's not scared to tuck it and run.
That's what makes him tough, Jonathan Gray. He'll line up as the tailback. Fullbacks, Alex De La Torre. Now goes over on the wing. Jonathan Gray, play action, swoops, throws the ball back to the end zone, touchdown.
MJ McFarland. Tight end, he just snuck out. Good play fake by Swoops. Eric Kendricks sucked up, and
only
McFarland got behind him.
Two receptions this year, and they go to the tight end, MJ McFarland. Maybe the last guy anybody would have thought sneaking in the back of the end zone. Touchdown, Horns. And now to attempt the extra point, Nick Rose. Boy, the man that kept that drive going, Tyrone Swoops, the quarterback, with a big 10-yard run in the red zone. Here's the snap for the extra point. The kick is up, and it is good. 10-3, Texas in front of UCLA, 2:01. Left in the second quarter.
Eating healthy doesn't have to be bland, boring, or restrictive, nor does it have to cost a fortune. We pride ourselves in using the finest ingredients to create mouth-watering, satisfying dishes. With just a few clicks, you can customize your meals to tailor your lifestyle and have them delivered right to your doorstep. Go to www.eatnakedla.com for competitive prices, delicious meal plans, and save on your subscription today by using discount code BRUINS10 at checkout. Eat Naked LA, the official meal provider of UCLA Athletics.
At LADWP, our dedicated employees are working around the clock to make sure you have water and power while staying safer at home. We assure you that your tap water is safe to drink. Paying your bill online is easy. Just visit LADWP.com. If you're having trouble paying your bill, we can help. We offer payment plans, and you may be eligible for other income-based assistance programs. During the COVID-19 local emergency, we won't shut off your power or water, and we don't charge late fees. Visit us online at LADWP.com to learn more about how we can help.
Bruin fans, when you need your oil changed, don't waste hours sitting in a dirty waiting room. Just head to Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Pull in, let the technicians get to work, and you're done in 15 minutes. Valvoline Instant Oil Change can handle almost every vehicle, including hybrids, diesels, and luxury models. They can also handle your preventative maintenance needs, like changing your air filter or wiper blades. For locations and coupons, visit SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics.
Bruin fans, this basketball season, remember to keep it interesante, just like Dos Equis, the beer that correctly predicted the Bruins' 11 championship titles, the preferred beer of Bruins everywhere when they're finished playing pickup basketball, and the beer that never hibernates. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York, copyright 2019 Dos Equis Beer Brands.
Bruins are going to have it first and 10, 25-yard line, 10-3 horns in front of the Bruins. We begin this second half of action. And here comes Jerry Neuheisel out on the field. Paul Perkins in the backfield. Bruins are going to put Nate Iesse as a wideout with Thomas Duarte. They'll flank out on the right side. Play Jordan Payton's right next to him. In the gun. Neuheisel gets the ball from Brendel. Handoff Perkins up the middle. 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. One man to beat. Now second one catches up, and they drop him at the 17-yard line. Up the middle, Paul Perkins, Duke Thomas, and Michael Thompson make the hit.
Great cut right at the line of scrimmage by Paul Perkins to get around Jordan Hicks. And once he got by Jordan Hicks, another move to get by the safety. And Paul Perkins was pulling away. What a way to start the first half.
58-yard run. First and 10 Bruins from the 18. Here's a quick little angle in. Complete. 11-yard line. Quick win to Devin Fuller. That's good for 5 yards. The hit is going to be made by Jason Hall.
And Jerry Neuheisel, he can hit that pass all day. Once again, getting the snap, getting the ball in his hands, and getting it out to the wide receiver.
Line of scrimmage. 12, snap. Hand off Jordan James up the middle, running inside the line of scrimmage for maybe 2 yards. And Jordan James with some traffic hit by Cedric Reed.
Cedric Reed, that's an intimidating figure on the inside, along with Steve Edmonds, host of Texas players, bringing down Jordan James, UCLA, 3rd and 1.
9-yard line. Clock running with 13:40 left in this third quarter. 10-3 horn. Snap. Neuheisel. Handoff. Perkins diving straight up the middle near that 5-yard line. He picked up 3, and the officials then move the chain gang up. Shiro Davis and Malcolm Brown in on the hip.
Nate Starks, true freshman, is going to come in at tailback for UCLA, giving Perkins a breather after that long 58 yard run.
Nate Starks, the redshirt freshman, actually true freshman from Vegas. Snap, handoff, Starks barrels his way across the line of scrimmage, gets inside that 5 and then slips to the left. He wasn't going to go down.
Boy,
great fresh legs by Nate Starks. A 3-yard gain, which there was nothing there. Adrian Colbert with a hit.
Yeah, a lot of big bodies. You see Connor McDermott in the game. He's been playing tight end. Oh, good push by that O-line of UCLA.
Eldridge Massington, the wide out left. Duarte on the outside with Fuller. Here's the snap. Neuheisel rolls, throws it, has a man at the back of the end zone. Payton can't get it. Too high. Incomplete. Michael Thompson back defending.
Jerry, it looked like a delayed rollout. Put a little too much height on that ball, but it gave Jordan Payton a chance. But even if he was able to bring it in, he would have been out of the end zone. UCLA electing to throw on a second down. Now 3rd and goal on the 3-yard line.
How about the jumbo package? Handoff. No play action. Neuheisel rolling out. Throws it into the end zone. Is it caught? Touchdown! Nate Iesse! Oh, what a big throw by Neuheisel! 3-yard touchdown pass!
Jerry Neuheisel. The intended receiver was Eddie Vanderdoes sneaking in the flat. And Neuheisel able to shade that throw away from the defender. So Iese was the only guy that could go up and bring it down. And also Neuheisel had to throw that over a defender. What a throw by Jerry Neuheisel.
Nate Iese, the receiver. Here's the extra point attempt. Fairburn, good. Neuheisel, the holder. Longo, the long snapper. We got a tie ball game in Texas. It's 10-10. UCLA and the Longhorns. Seven plays, 75 yards, 2:34 time of possession, 12:26 left in the third quarter. 10-10, UCLA and Texas deadlocked here in the fourth quarter, 13:29 left. And the Bruins have the ball. First and 10 at the 37 of the Horns.
Paul Perkins, 115 yards rushing, 154 all-purpose yards.
Nate Starks is in there now as a halfback. Snap, play action, quick throw to the outside, complete. That goes to Eldridge Massington. He'll try to step out of bounds and do so. Pushed with a little help. That's by Byron Eccles.
And good blocking up front by Fuller, the wide receiver, and Duarte, giving Massington a little bit of room.
I like the way Duarte came back and tried to downfield block for him as a wideout. 2 yard gain, second down and 8. Clock running, coming up in the 13-minute mark left in the game. Neuheisel snap. Handoff. Starks running left. Gets inside the 30 towards the first down marker. Shy of it. First down marker is about the 27. He went to the 28. 8-yard gain. Cedric Reed with the tackle.
Good blocking once again. Left side. Redmond. Bunch. Clearance space. That's 210 yards in the second half of offense compared to Texas only have 67.
Third down one officially. Straight up the middle. Bruins trying to pick up the first down, and Perkins, this time the workhorse running back, getting the handoff from Neuheisel.
And here come the defenders. Miles Jack, Eddie Vanderdoes, Kenny Clark.
The jumbo package into the game.
You need beef, Texas? Here it comes, UCLA style.
Nate Iese has a wing back on the right. Last time they faked to Miles Jack, and that's when Neuheisel got a touchdown throw. Snap, handoff, Jack runs to the right, breaks a tackle, 25-20, pulled down from behind, but he picks up the first down. Steve Edmonds with the tackle, an 8-yard run. He's not going to stop.
And the defenders are going to stay in. Miles Jack, he is jacked up right now. What a good vision at the line of scrimmage. Nothing inside. A stunning linebacker goes free, and Miles Jack able to kick it out with the footwork and the speed. It took the corner and got that first down for UCLA.
On the 19-yard line, here's a quick little inside handoff. One of the big guys, Vanderdoes, takes the handoff and goes straight ahead. Yeah, why not? I'll carry the ball. So what if I play defense? 4-yard run.
Boy, Eddie Vanderdoes, and good play by Malcolm Brown. He was able to get inside leverage on Alex Redmond and bring down the big defensive tackle playing wingback on offense for UCLA.
Perkins back in there as a running back. Snap. Neuheisel handoff. Paul tries to get right and can't go anywhere. Stacked up by Malcolm Brown. Yard loss. Tried to go right.
Yeah, and Redmond just lost Malcolm Brown. He's got to stay on that block. Malcolm Brown is too good to chip and let go to the linebacker. Alex Redmond just needs to hold that block for a second more, and there'd be a hole.
Third down, 9. Fuller in motion from right to left. Snap to Neuheisel. He'll fade back, look right, throw it. He couldn't get it to his receiver, Eldridge Massington. There's the flag.
Has to be a flag. Has to be a flag.
Jordan Hicks back defending.
Oh, yeah, Jordan Hicks. I mean, he just cleaned Massington's clock on a slant route. And that's dangerous.
Defense number 3. Spot foul, automatic, first down.
Yeah, that's an easy call, and that's a smart play actually by Hicks, because Massington gets inside. He had beat his corner,
yep,
and he's going to be wide open. And they call that brackets,
yep,
where a linebacker is guarding a wide receiver coming from the inside, but you can't clean his clock.
Yeah, you can't close the door on him and then lock the door. Perkins in the backfield. It's going to be first and 10 from the 14. Bruins in the red zone. Handoff, Perkins running right. Stagger steps up near the 10-yard line. Perkins has had a hard running night. That's another 4 yards for the running back out of Arizona.
Malcolm Brown is in the UCLA backfield almost on every play.
Perkins with some big yardage. Second down, 6 from the 10. Snap, Neuheisel, handoff. Perkins running left. This time, struggling up near the 7-yard line. Perkins got tackled that time. Hassan Ridgeway and Malcolm Brown.
Once again, though, it's Malcolm Brown.
Timeout for injured player.
Jack in the backfield. UCLA's Neuheisel gets the ball. Handoff, Jack spinning near the 5-yard line. Texas players say, yeah, we stopped you. But right now, on a 3rd down and 3, Jordan Hicks, their leading tackler, came up and made the initial hit.
And it was a miscommunication between Kenny Clark and Vanderdale. Yeah. They all blocked one guy. And that left two guys free to tackle Jack.
25-yard field goal attempted by Kaimi Fairburn. Out of the hold of Neuheisel. Long go the long snapper. Good snap. Good hold. The kick. Yeah, that's good too. And the Bruins take the lead. 13-10 UCLA. After the 25-yard field goal by Kaimi Fairburn. 13-10 Bruins, 9:13 left in the game.
Bristol Farms carries the highest quality ingredients for all of your favorite recipes, as well as ready-to-eat options from snacks to meals to treats, including the cookie, our bakery's decadent version of the classic chocolate chip cookie, made of 60% Belgian chocolate and filled with toasted walnuts. It's served warm all day at all 13 locations. Visit any one of our 13 Southern California locations or bristolfarms.com to learn more.
Under Armour is proud to partner with UCLA Athletics. Every team and athlete on our roster is united by an undeniable will to win. Visit UA.com today to shop the latest Under Armour gear, all designed to help the world's best athletes become even better. Go beyond greatness with Under Armour.
I'm good with most things around the house. Plumbing, no problem. Drywalling, nailed it. But there's one home project that freaks me out. Getting a mortgage. So confusing. That's why I'm glad I found Westcom Credit Union. They're a member-owned, not-for-profit financial co-op, so they offer low rates and personal service that makes everything easier. Easier than changing that bulb in the oven.
Westcom. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Westcom is an equal opportunity lender and federally insured by NCUA. Certain terms may apply.
We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys on that ice.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics. Go Bruins! Visit KeysCars.com.
Keys on that ice.
Second down, 8, 23-yard line, horns, swoops, snap, handoff again to the right side. Malcolm Brown got hit by Ellis McCarthy almost as soon as he tried to turn the corner. In fact, looked like Jonathan Gray,
yeah, Jonathan,
the running back. Also, Ely Anku.
Ely Anku's been getting a lot of playing time, and I like this kid. He's a 295-pounder. He does not get pushed around. Very athletic. Big, thick kid, though.
3rd down and 6. Big play from the 24-yard line. 4 of 11, 3rd down conversions for Texas. In the gun, swoops, wants the ball. He's got it. Looks left, now throws it right. The ball's caught, 30-yard line. Bruins with a play immediately. Jalen Ortiz wrapping up John Harris and made the hit.
And I'm surprised we haven't said John Harris's name more coming into this game. He was the leading receiver, averaging over 12 and a half yards a catch. Quite an athlete, 6'2", 218 pounds, deceptive speed. He's able to shake Jalen Ortiz just on a quick hitch, who was loose on coverage.
And 5-yard gain, good enough for a 1st and 10, 31-yard line of the horns. Swoops the quarterback. He's got the ball in the gun. Fakes the handoff, throws one complete. 35-yard line to the outside. Boy, that's a nice little pitch and catch. And Jason Shipley is out of bounds after a 6-yard run.
And that's a good play-action fake by Swoops. And that sucked in the UCLA defense, creating some space to the outside for Shipley to run.
Ishmael Adams had to push him out of bounds. Here's a handoff. 40, 45. Finally dropped. Running back Malcolm Brown looking for room. Jonathan Gray, the man making the gain of about 6 yards. And Jonathan Gray tripped up by the Bruins, but another first and 10 at the 45 of the Horns.
Good vision by Gray. Looked like he was going to get a tackle for a loss, and he's able to slip away and pick up positive yards.
Hey, they're going to keep it on the ground. Why not? They've been gaining yards, and Gray goes to the left and tackled at the 45-yard line. Tried to slip out of the tackle, but Wadue was there, and the Bruins finally make the hit.
Yeah, Wadue came up. That's a big hit by that true freshman who's going to be a player for the Bruins.
So it's second down and 9. Swoops gets the ball, throws the quick little angle in, and a wide open. John Harris makes the tackle. That's a 15-yard gain after he makes the catch. Harris grabbing the ball and finally brought to the turf by UCLA, but another first down.
What a bullet throw by Swoops. Once again, a tight window, put that right on the money.
Handoff, Gray, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, and goes out of bounds near the 10-yard line. Boy, he just turned the corner, and a 31-yard gain as he's pushed out of bounds on the right side. And that's a big gainer, first and goal.
Yeah, DeHaan Goodman looked like he came up on the play fake, and that created a huge lane. But Goodman made the tackle before Brown was going to get into the end zone.
In the gun. Swoops gets the ball. Handoff. Malcolm Brown. 10. Running right inside the 5. Finally pulled down from behind after an 8-yard run. So they're gaining yardage against the Bruins.
And that's great vision by Brown. They call it gap integrity. The inside man that had the gap, he overcommitted. Brown, such a smart runner, saw it, planted the foot, went right through the hole.
Brown's going to stay in the backfield. Second and goal. Play action. Pass. Batted down. Tipped in the air. And, well, it's just incomplete. Miles Jack had a shot at it. Flags all over the place. Incomplete.
What a play by Miles Jack.
Up in the air.
Went up in the air, and I'm talking high in the air, and almost picked it off after he batted it up in the air, and it looks like the penalty is going to be on Texas.
Illegal formation. Offense. More than 4 men in the backfield. 5-yard penalty. Repeat second down.
And Moore is going to take the penalty, and that's going to move Texas back to the UCLA 8-yard line. But once again, it was Miles Jack coming off the edge, and he deflects that pass, and he's almost able to come down. He had to climb over Swoops to almost intercept that pass.
13-10, UCLA leads Texas. Texas O knocking on the door, second and goal from the 8-yard line. Swoops, the quarterback, in the gun, gets the ball, drops back, fires it right into the end zone. Touchdown, John Harris. And Texas takes the lead. 16-13 on an 8-yard strike.
And give credit to Texas offensively. They know that Jalen Ortiz is replacing Fabian Moreau at cornerback. Jalen Ortiz was playing wide receiver, and he's made some plays, but they saw the mismatch, and then Swoops. I'll tell you what, this kid has a cannon. Threw that ball to the outside, right on the money. Harris makes the catch. Texas scores.
In to attempt the extra point. Nick Rose trying to make it 17-13. The kick is up on the extra point. It's good. He does exactly that. The Horns lead UCLA by 4. 17-13. 5:13 left in the ballgame. Nick Rose ready to kick off for Texas. Longhorns have the lead 17-13 here at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. Back deep for the Bruins. They got Roosevelt Davis.
Yeah.
About 3 yards in the end zone. He'll return this one. He's got a little chance to play tonight. Devin Fuller up in front of him at the three, right in the center of the field. 5:13 left in this ballgame. And UCLA, their hands full with their quarterback Hundley on the sideline after injuring his non-throwing arm in the first quarter. It's been Rick Neuheisel, or Jerry, excuse me, Rick's the dad. And, you know, he was here for so many years and now on the Pac-12 network. But Jerry doing a great job. And Bruins, they'll get the ball back and try to see what they can do with 5:13 remaining. Here's the kickoff, and it's a bad one. Oh. It's going to be hooked out of bounds. Penalty flag flies. That was not Nick Rose's best effort.
And give Texas credit for exploiting the weakness of UCLA in their secondary. So many guys hurt. Randall Goforth out. Anthony Jefferson. Fabian Moreau hasn't been able to play here.
Out of bounds. Kicking team. UCLA is selected to take the ball at the 35-yard line. First down.
And Fabian Moreau, he's been unable to play here in the fourth quarter.
So the Bruins come out on the field, first and 10 from the 35-yard line. Neuheisel running the show.
Looks like Malcolm Bunch is in, back in at tackle.
That is good news. Perkins, left side halfback, hand, make that snap. Jerry throws it under the coverage, complete. Perkins, right, 40. 45, 50, down the far sideline. He's not going to stop till he's pushed out of bounds at the 35-yard line. Steve Edmond, middle linebacker, had to chase him down after a 30-yard game.
Boy, give Jerry Neuheisel credit. Setting up that screen play, keeping his eyes down the middle of the field, holding the safeties, and then Perkins, he just does it himself. He's not going to go out of bounds. Keeps cutting back inside, picking up more yardage.
Bruins first and 10. Snap. Neuheisel rolls out, throws this one complete. Lucien, 31-yard line on the right side. He got pushed out of bounds immediately. That'll stop the clock with 4:43 left. 5-yard hookup, and Michael Thompson in on the hit.
Boy, Neuheisel just got right around Jordan Hicks, the linebacker, and he had to throw that ball under duress over defender. UCLA lucky on that first down play. Picking up positive yards.
Jordan James back in the backfield. Right side halfback. Snap to Neuheisel. Handoff. James squirts through the line of scrimmage. Loses the football. There's a fumble. No signal yet by the officials. Crowd went wild, but the officials are going to make the final call. They're unstacking bodies. And it looks like Longhorn ball.
That play's going to be reviewed, too. It really looked like Jordan James, the ground caused the fumble. And we're going to be able to look at it. No one's going to miss it. Oh, no, that's a fumble.
Yeah, he lost it before he had both knees, or one of them, on the ground. And the recovery made by, looked like one of the big men fell on top of it. Was it Paul Boyetti? And also Steve Edmond stripped him.
Give credit to Edmonds, two-time All Big 12 player, strong man at 260 pounds, paying middle linebacker.
And the Bruins were driving.
Bruins were moving the ball.
4:17 left in the game. 17-13. Longhorn snapped the swoops. First and 10. His handoff, squirting up towards the left side. Malcolm Brown got up, and it looked like Jaleel Wadu came up and tried to make the initial hit on him.
And I'm surprised that Swoops isn't bleeding more time off the clock.
Well, Malcolm Brown flip-flops from left half to right half. Now gets a handoff. Swoops handoff, and no running room that time. Brown, tackle made by Eddie Vanderdoes.
Eddie Vanderdoes right around his guy. And right when Brown took that handoff, Eddie Vanderdoes just threw him to the ground. Eddie Vanderdoes is playing a good game for the Bruins. Now, third and 10 for Texas.
4-yard loss. Ball pushed back to the 25. Tyrone Swoops wants the snap, and he's got it. Slips out to the left side. Throws it on the run, and not his best pass. Incomplete. It was intended for John Harris. Harris says, hey, I grabbed it. Officials say, no, you did not. Incomplete.
And that's awful play calling right there by Texas.
Fourth down.
They ran pretty much not even 50 seconds, 47 seconds off the clock after Jordan James fumbles the ball. Now UCLA going to get the ball back. They have all three timeouts. And I'm really surprised offensive coordinator Sean Watson, his play calling. They were hurrying at the line of scrimmage as well.
Yeah, 17-13. Horns have the lead. 3:23 left in the game. And before they can snap the ball for the punt, whistles and flags stop this one, even though William Russ did punt it.
Offense, number five. 5-yard penalty. Fourth down.
Well, they'll punt 5 yards back.
I'm going to check William Ross's legs, the punter, for bionics. I've never seen a guy put on an exhibition of punting.
And he's one of these guys, not that it's unusual, no pads in the knees and the very small thigh pads. And you're right, he's got a strong, strong leg. Another snap to him after the penalty. This kick is away. Ishmael Adams back deep. He's going to catch it. 23-yard line. Comes across the 25, the 30, the 35, the 40, 45 to the 50. Down the far sideline, still on his feet at the 40. Dropped at the 38-yard line. What a return. Ishmael Adams, UCLA. Just what the doctor ordered. Yes, sirree. 35 yards
and
on the punt.
And Cameron Judge giving the verdict on a Texas punt guy going downfield. Just boomed him. And that cleared some big space for Ishmael Adams. Once again, you have to go back to the play calling of Texas on that last offensive series. Now UCLA, they get the ball back. 3:06 remaining on the Texas 33-yard line.
Hot new Heisel, first and 10. 34, the Horns. 17-13, Texas. Pump, Neuheisel fakes, throws it to the end zone. Has a man open, it's caught! Touchdown! Jordan Payton! Yes, UCLA! And the Bruins now take the lead. 19-17. And the extra point to come. A 34-yard hookup. Neuheisel to Jordan Payton.
You want to get a touchdown? Look for number 9. You talk about stymieing one of the best corners. Duke Thomas didn't know where Payton was on a stop and go, giving Jerry Neuheisel a great route on a fade as Neuheisel puts it on the money. Bruins take the lead.
That's the second touchdown pass for Jerry on the night. Here's the extra point. It is up. It is good. Kaimi Fairburn. And it was very close, but it's going to count. UCLA 20. Texas 17, and 3 minutes left to go in the game.
At LADWP, our dedicated employees are working around the clock to make sure you have water and power while staying safer at home. We assure you that your tap water is safe to drink. Paying your bill online is easy. Just visit LADWP.com. If you're having trouble paying your bill, we can help. We offer payment plans, and you may be eligible for other income-based assistance programs. During the COVID-19 local emergency, we won't shut off your power or water, and we don't charge late fees. Visit us online at LADWP.com to learn more about how we can help.
Hey, Bruins fans, have you run into the helpful SoCal Honda dealers yet? They're the guys and girls in the blue shirts doing random acts of helpfulness. This season, they're doing all kinds of helpful deeds at sports events around SoCal, like giving away free tickets, surprising fans with merch from their favorite teams, and giving Honda drivers free parking. They're also hooking up lucky fans with on-field experiences and offering free parking lot shuttles to those who need assistance. So keep your eyes open for the helpful Honda people at games around SoCal, and you might be surprised with a random act of helpfulness. And if you're looking for a great deal on an award-winning Honda, stop by your local helpful Honda dealer today or visit SoCalHondaDealers.com. To keep up with all their random acts of helpfulness, follow them on Facebook and Instagram at SoCal Honda Dealers or on Twitter at Helpful Honda.
We all know the price of gas is something we just gotta live with. Well, sort of. Because now, Ralphs and Shell have teamed up, so you can earn up to a dollar off per gallon of fuel. Here's how it works. Every time you shop at Ralphs, you'll earn fuel points. And you can redeem those fuel points to earn up to a dollar off per gallon at participating Shell stations and Ralphs fuel centers. Restrictions apply. Visit Ralphs.com/fuel for details and earn up to a dollar off per gallon. Gotta love those Ralphs fuel points.
UCLA now will kick off. Fairburn steps up to the ball and puts his leg into it. High end over end. It's going to be fielded at the 6-yard line. And returning it across the 10, the 15 to about the 20-yard line. Ball carrier, wide receiver, Marcus Johnson. So first and 10.
Now let's watch his
22-yard line. Horn ball, and they've got it with 2:55 left, 20-17 UCLA.
And let's watch this UCLA defense. How are they going to respond? Fabian Moreau is back out of corner, and that's good news for the Bruins.
So the quarterback is Swoops. He's been a factor to deal with for the Bruins tonight. 6'4 quarterback gets the snap, play action, throws a completed pass. John Harris, no, can't hang on, dropped it. 29-yard line, incomplete.
And that's a quick hit and play to start this drive to get Swoops into a rhythm. And very surprised that Harris drops that ball. Now second and 10.
Swoops, play action, gets the ball, throws it to the outside. That's going to be complete. That goes to Jason Shipley. He'll be pushed out of bounds on that far side of the field. So they're trying to gain some yardage. They get a couple that time. It'll be third down. Make it 7.
UCLA taking away the slant, forcing Swoops to throw it to the outside.
Swoops with one man in the backfield. That's Jonathan Gray. He's got 3 wideouts, 2 on the left. Snap to Swoops. The quarterback wants to throw for the horn. Gets hit and dropped. 24-yard line. Nowhere to go. Ellis McCarthy making the big charge. A loss of a yard. And big D from Owama Digizua. And he got some help, too, from the outside from Deion Hollins.
And Texas is going for it on fourth down.
Snap to Swoops on fourth down and 8. Sets, throws it incomplete. They'll turn the ball over to the Bruins. 1:50 left in the game. 20-17 UCLA. Good defense by the Bruins.
And what UCLA did on that series kept Swoops in the pocket. That's where Swoops hasn't been as effective in terms of rolling out and completing passes. And now a flag on the field. And the referee is talking to Jim Mora.
Maybe an excessive celebration by the Bruins sideline. Maybe, but boy, can you blame them?
Yeah, I mean,
good defensive stop. I hope that's not going to be excessive celebration.
After the play's over, unsportsmanlike conduct, UCLA number 94 took his helmet off on the field of play. That 15-yard penalty will be assessed. It will be first down UCLA.
Owa. Can't take your helmet off.
Can't take your helmet off, and that's going to back UCLA up. They were going to be sitting pretty on the 24-yard line. But a minute 50 left in this game. Let's not forget that Texas had to waste 2 timeouts early in this second half. So Charlie Strong, that's one of the reasons he went for it. It's going to be very tough for Texas to get the ball back and have any kind of opportunity. Now, if UCLA, they get a first down, this game is over.
We have Jordan Payton in the slot. Devin Lucien outside of him on the right. Paul Perkins, the halfback, on the left. Neuheisel with a couple of TD passes tonight. Pinch hitting for the injured Brad Hundley. Neuheisel with a first and 10, 40-yard line of the horns. In the gun, gets the snap. Handoff, Perkins. He'll take it inside the 40 to about the 38-yard line. 4-yard run. It'll be second down and 6 for UCLA. 1:39, the clock is running left in the contest. 20-17, UCLA leads Texas.
Now, this is where Jerry Neuheisel has to be smart. There's 25 seconds left on the play clock. Lead it all the way down. There is no reason to snap this football until that clock's at 1 or 2. And you can see Jerry Neuheisel, he's taking his time. Now, there's going to be 10 seconds left on the play clock. Minute 15 left in the game.
Paul Perkins, halfback on the right. Lucien and Payton flank out wide right. Snap, handoff, Perkins keeping it on the ground. Running left, gets inside the 35 to the 34-yard line. 3-yard run by Paul. But he's grinding out some yardage. Jordan Hicks, the leading tackler, made the stop.
And what's going to happen now is, I mean, Texas really doesn't have any chance. I mean, 20, 20 seconds left on the play clock, and the clock is now down to 40. And UCLA, they're going to bring in the jumbo package with Miles Jack. It's third and four.
Why not?
And if UCLA can pick up this first down, game over. But
big defensive lineman on each side of Neuheisel. He'll get the snap. Hand off Jack. Runs left. Bounces off one man. Still on his feet. Gets to the 30. Finally tackled on the far side of the field, running left. Michael Thompson, along with Caleb Blewett, in on the hit. And looked like Edmund hit him first, and he wasn't going down. You don't bring Miles Jack down easily.
Yeah, and I that's what I would do in this situation. I would keep Miles Jack and the offense on the field. Go for it.
15 seconds left in the game, 2017 UCLA.
Now, the clock is stopped, and the Miles Jack didn't go out of bounds. And Texas hasn't called a timeout, so I'm completely confused.
Miles is going to be in the backfield. Snap to Neuheisel. This is an inside handoff.
First down.
Bruins pick up the first down, but it's one of those situations where the clock will stop now. Do they have? They've got 11 seconds left on the clock.
This game's over.
Well, let's see what the officials say. They're winding the clock now. There will be not another play, and the Bruin contingent has come onto the field. They're going to win this one.
Jerry
UCLA
Neuheisel
is going 3-0.
Jerry Neuheisel, he's being carried by the UCLA football team. What a win by UCLA without their Heisman Trophy quarterback, Brett Hundley. What a win.
Time expires, and the final score, UCLA 20, Texas 17, in a hard-fought game here at AT&T Stadium. But the bottom line is UCLA is now 3-0. And they'll have a good, solid, fun plane ride back on their charter tonight to the West Coast, knowing that they played a hard-fought game against Texas and came out on top. 20-17, UCLA defeats Texas.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.